Okay, so the parsha begins. Let's look at quickly. The Yehuda told us Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram holed is Yitzchak. Right? These are the told. These are the generations. Yitzchak ben Avram, Abraham gives birth to Yitzchak. But Yitzchak ben Avram Shana, Bekachtos Rivka, Bas Besula, Rami Padan Aram, Koslovin, etc. So they're davening, but yet to Yitzchak Hashem Nochak Yisho, Ki Akarihi, but Yetarlo Hashem, Batar Rivka Yishto. What happens? But Yisroel to Habanim, Bikirba Batamim Kain Loma Ze Anochi. So what is this pasuk? But Yisroel to Habanim Bikirba. You know the famous Rashi, the Medrash. They're scrambling around inside of her. Batomer and Kain. What does she say? Loma Ze Anochi Batech Ledroshes Hashem. So one shot is Loma Ze Anochi. Loma Ze Anochi means why? Say Anochi is God. Loma Ze Anochi. Why? So she goes to the Drosh Hashem, Vayom Hashem lo shnei goyim bevitneich, u'shnei lumen b'meich yiparedu la'om milam yematz v'rav yavotzoyeh. So there's an answer to her. There are two different nations, two different beings, and she knows the future through Ruach HaKodesh. Vayimlug Yomel Oledze Vinesim Vitna, Vayeta Rishon Edmoni, so it's come to two children. We have Esav, after that comes Yaakov. Vayidilu Hanarim, Vayi Esav Ishiyodei Etzayir Ish Sade, Vayakov Ish Tom Yoshev Olam. So as they grow up, one is an adventurer, one is a hunter, one is sits in the OL, one is sitting and learning. Vayav Yitzchak is Esav Kitzayid Bepiv. And Yitzchak loves Esav because why? Kitzayit bepiv. He's able to hunt for him. Verivka ohebes says Yaakov. So this pasuk is really what I want to deal with and create also just simple ideas. Yitzchak loves Esav. Why kitzayit bepiv? I mean, obviously, it's a very difficult understanding. Kitzayit bepiv. That's what you're looking. That's why you're falling in love with your son. And Rivka ohebes says Yaakov. So Rivka was already given.
Without saying why, by the way.
Right. And Rivka is already given through Nevuah, Ruach HaKodesh. Through Ruach HaKodesh, you know, what the story is. Yaakov is the Tzaddik, Esav is the Rasha. There is no conversation. She never says anything to Yitzchak about it. So question number one is, why doesn't she? Question number two is, was Yitzchak fooled? Did he not realize? Did he not see the riches of Esav? And if he did see the riches of Esav, so why didn't he do anything? Why would he? Did he insist on giving the bracha anyway to Esav? Until he's fooled. So let's start, first of all, an amazing netziv. Let's start building up the case to understand perhaps an idea that we could say what Yitzchak was really trying to accomplish. So on page one, the Netziv, which goes back to last Parsha, the fact that she, you know, she falls in front of Yitzchak when she sees him for the first time. Why? Meirov pachad ubusha. She had unbelievable fear and embarrassment. She just didn't think that she was right to be his wife. And from then on, all she had was this fear. You understand, Yitzchak at this point was like a malach, was an angel. Yitzchak's relationship with his wife is not like Sarah and Avram, Rachel and Yaakov. It had something on their mind. So they told him. They, you know, Sarah spoke up. Masha'en came Rivka. V'chol ze hagdama l'sipur she'yavo b'parshas told us, she'ho Yitzchak v'Rivka m'chulokim b'deyos. And this is an introduction to what's going to happen in next parsha and told us our parsha. She wasn't able to convince him. She wouldn't even know what to say. She knew what is the Esav other than what? Sayyid Bibiv. V'chein b'shas ha-brachos. V'chol zos hoysa siba me'kadosh baruch hu she'yagiu ha-brachos ha-Yaakov. All of this, and he just hints, this is the rationale, this is the reason. Da'avka bi'ofen kezeh v'kashe yivu b'mekoma. Later on, we'll see what's the reason. Why did it come out this way? The Eloi Sarivka im Isha Kamo Sarava Rachel Imanashayan Loha Yamagiabaza Ofan. Had they had a relationship, the story never would have unfolded the way it unfolded. Vagolbi Hashkacha Pratis Mirosh, Shatagia Rivka Liyitha Bishash Shitva Mimena Vietza Chris Dover Gifiritsonchi Sparach. The truth is, it still doesn't explain the story. Doesn't really explain what. I understand she was afraid to talk to him, but why throw in over here, well, this is what the Kaddish Baruch Hu would have wanted also. What does that mean? How do you know this is what the Kaddish Baruch Hu would have wanted? Well, what's another reason why Rivka never told Yitzchak?
He typically didn't speak with him. I mean,
okay.
The four incidents that we have with her, before you get to the Brachot, she did not speak with him. When she saw him in the field, she didn't speak with him. When they davened for a child, she didn't speak with him. She and Yitzchak spoke individually. When she had the turmoil in her abdomen, she didn't speak with him. Even with the bracha, she didn't speak with him. Typically, apparently, they didn't speak with each other.
Okay, so I wouldn't go that far. They didn't speak with each other. It's not recorded.
At the end of the parsha, they didn't speak
with each other substantively.
At the end of the parsha, when she says, "Katsi b'chayay b'bnei b'nos cheis," she actually, she's really lying to him. She says, we have to send Yaakov away because I don't want him to marry the people right. Like the Benel's case, like Esav did. Really, we wanted to send him away because she knew that Esav was going to try to kill him.
All right, so
then she spoke to him, but she was lying to him.
All right, so the Tziv is creating an idea that they didn't have a relationship where one could speak to each other. She could not speak to him. And we'll see by the end of the Parsha, the understanding, there was a misunderstanding of she misconstrued who really Yitzchak was, and they never got through this problem. But there's another thing to remember. Vayidaver Hashem Moshe, Lamor. Why does it always say Lamor? Whenever you receive a nevuah, you do not have permission to tell anyone else the nevuah unless you receive permission. So part of the reason I would offer, she also can't give over the information to Yitzchak. She's not allowed to say I had the nevuah that. And therefore, that's why I know the truth and you don't.
Before she had the nevuah, she didn't even speak to Yitzchak in the first place.
I know, but Irving, you know what? You have to understand, the Chumash doesn't record every single conversation. I understand what you're saying. They obviously, the Tziv is saying they had a difficult relationship, but it's not as if they didn't speak to each other. That wouldn't be, that's not a marriage whatsoever. Of course they spoke to each other. There were certain things when they had different opinions, she wasn't able to share it. That's what the Tziv is saying. So the Chassam Sofer, very interesting, also on page 2. But you have Yitzchak Hazesov Kitzai Bepiv Yirali Kiloto Yitzchak Betzidkaso Sheyakov. So first of all, you should understand, it's not that Yitzchak didn't understand the tzidkas of Yaakov. Of course he do. Shariyo Yoshevolim. He sees that he's learning. Rak Esav, he taught Oso Kihu Yosef Metatim in Mitzvahs Meyakov. Esav fooled him. It didn't dawn on him that I'm going to have anyone in my house that's going to be chanif, is going to be faking. Just thought he was very medactic. He gave him tremendous more cover. Even though he was sitting and learning, we saw in the Gemara Megillah, right? We say over there that Talmud Torah is even greater than Halach of Kibbut of Aim. Ava Mesvara Chitoni Yeshlama Hefech. The first chassid, he's going out to do his bodedus. Mikolzos ho yenira li yitzchak she'esav yosav miyakov v'lochein ubishvil shehu b'no b'chora omer yisrael shelo roi habracha. So the Chassam Sof is paying even a worse picture. He's saying Yitzchak was somewhat fooled. V'girali shema'es Hashem ha'isazo shatoa Yitzchak v'chashav she'esav hu tzadik. The Chassam Sof says that I understand this to mean that this is really God's fooling Yitzchak. Ki ayidezeh ha'ya Yitzchak so'meach v'tuv leiv b'shas ha'bracha. This way he'll be happy when he's giving the bracha. Umalei rotzon v'cherva b'ra'osa yilot of shneim tzadikim gemurim. V'zos ha'simcha garma she'himshech ha'bracha mimakom ha'roi yedei tznon rotzon k'roi b'shas ha'bracha. He wanted him to be in a good mood. Also, we have to understand, what was the fooling? Why? V'ilo ha'yitzok yodei she'beno ha'sheni obed avod ha'zara v'hu rasha. Aris v'sofa ubed? He would have been totally depressed. The bracha that Yaakov Avinu was to get wouldn't have been as great. The whole ramas, the whole fooling was essential so that Yitzchak would give the correct bracha in the end to Yaakov. So that's one point of view. But the Chassam Sofer is saying that clearly, I think everyone's going to have to say at some level that Yitzchak was somewhat fooled by Esav. Right? Everyone has to say that. Even when they have the pshat that we're going to offer, even if he knew somewhat of the rishus, he have to say that he didn't know the extent of the rishus. So let's begin with the possibility of what I would like to put forth of really why it was done in this manner, and what does it mean that he loved him? What was the rationale behind loving him? So first of all, we have the Kedushas HaLevi. Be'elah told us Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram holed is Yitzchak. Haklal, the Rav Torah, ki b'Yitzchak yikari l'chazer, we know that through Yitzchak the Wekavazer, afa pishigam yishmol nola be'Avram, even though Yishmael was also born from Avram. Afo pikein, nishtashas ha'avos, hoye im beno yitzadik yenik uzara. In the beginning with the avos, if your child is going to follow you in the derech Hashem, he's considered zera. Vimlav eino nikruzaro. Otherwise he's not. Ah, however, me ha'avos ve'eloch enikim, but in the future, after the avos, it's not like that. Av molad of the ben, ha'ben hu, zera. Zerav. Then Sarach la'aso shum pa'ula shikin ezerav. Only in the beginning with Avram to Yitzchak and Yitzchak to Yaakov, right? And from Yaakov to his children. I don't know if that is included. But after that, you're born into the family, you're the Zerah. Aval eitzah avos hishtashash lahem lahoye king. Rakim yitzadik yenikra Zerah of. Only if you're a tzadik, you're considered the Zerah of. Vimlav ainu nikra zerav. V'nimsa haben tzorach lasos pa'ula shigyan nikra zerav. The child has to do something to be considered the zerav. Dahainu shigyat tzadik. V'tolada hi lashon pa'ula. Eile toldos. The tolada is a lashon pa'ula. Zewa remes b'pasavir eile toldos yitzhak. This is true as far as Yitzhak and Avram. Perish Yitzhak osa pa'ula shigyan nikra ben Avram. Zera Avram v'Habein. So this first pshat, Yitzchak realizes, I have two children. I want both of them to be Zera of myself, Zara, not to have just one. The second on page 4, O Yevuar, Api Mamra Ha'arizal, Ki B'Yitzchak, Yitzchak Hayom Misitra D'Nukva. You know, there was a medrash, and the medrash I want to understand not so much as the truthfulness or falseness or how to deeply understand what it meant, but you know that, and we said this last week, that the neshama of Yitzchak prior to the Akedah was a nishmas nukva, a neshama of a woman who wouldn't be able to have children. Kemamer hakosav hinei ben l'sora ishtech. Aval achakach ba ilav neshama me Abraham is sitra de duchro, ve'oz ha'yelochayim. There was a switch. The neshama from Abraham then entered Yitzchak. Zem avur b'medrash mehichan ba. Chanama me haramoriya ki berecha berecha beharbe arbe azacha. V'nimsa kolul osa b'yavram. V'charam rab ki yitzri kor lezera. Shekol osa b'yavram. Whatever it is. Zewa remez ve'elo told us Yitzchak ben Avram kolomar. Where did he get Sheyel Yitzchak told him? How did Yitzchak have the ability to give birth? Halo Yitzchak lo ha'yachayim klal. V'yazera ma'avram holid is Yitzchak shegilu neshama me'avram misitra teduch. I see from here just a deeper idea of which you have to understand. There's also this parcha neshama, which we had last week, that at the yakeda. So a few things. Every neshama leaves. Avram's neshama leaves. Yitzchak's neshama leaves. I didn't quote brought down from the Zohar. I didn't quote the Alexander Rebbe, who just brings down that at Har HaMoriah, the neshama of Avram, the neshama of Yitzchak leave, somehow they interchange, they come into each other's bodies, and the parcha of Sarah. But this idea implies something very deep of unbelievable change. Change within Yitzchak, change within Avram. So right now what we're saying is that in the beginning, what is he coming to the table with? He's coming with to the understanding of two ideas that Eila told us is one, only one person or two can be the Zerah. It's not automatic. So I want to have both of my children. He's believing in his children. And two, I see through myself the unbelievable metaphysical change I have gone through. So even if I see Rishus, or even I see the lack of Tzidkus in Esav, I still believe he can change. Where do I see that? So let's start with the Nesiv HaShalom, who gives one idea, and then we'll switch to the Sifsei Chaim. Comes in Nesiv HaShalom. Vayehav Yitzchak as Esav. Bizar HaKodesh Maksha Hechlo Yoda Yitzchak Kol Ovdei Bishin De Esav. Vashchinto Hava Imei. And I said, how did he not know? He's a Shechinah with him. All right, we already have shot him that God Dafka wanted to fool him. The Elo Shari Ami Shechinta Heich Yachul Abrachul of Yaakov B'Shaitz the Bracha. The whole thing is like, well, how could he not have known? So the next column, the Fisher Coleman. Why did he love? Why was he in love with Esav? The Fisher Coleman Ohevas Mina. Everyone, when you see in a child your personality, you fall in love with that. You love the fact that your child is emulating you. And Yitzchak thought, oh, you know what I see in Esav? A midah of gevura. I'm a midah. The chesed. Chesed is Avram. Emes is Yaakov. And gevura. Gevura is what? Gevura is Yitzchak. Ochein akatitzach be'er habracha sheberach. Why should it be that the youngest should worship you or should bow to you? Even the bracha, why are you saying that Esav should be above Yaakov? He saw that Yaakov was still a tzaddik. So why do you want to create this relationship? Yeshlama bebeis bebiyra inyan. Yitzchak yata shamechaltav atidem latzeis midas chesed gevura sheyachtav hei midas teferas. Yitzchak understood that through him, and maybe through Rivka here over here, is he going to say, the chesed and gevura is going to be implanted in the next generation that creates emes. And exactly what was Eliezer looking for Rivka? What did she see over there? What did he say? you drink them. How quickly it was said, you drink, the animal should drink. Shalachara kosha madua osa hachochla avdali Yitzchak. Hari Yitzchak who means us, what exactly are you looking for? I wanted to make sure that everything that was a midah of chesed, ella shehayosu me Yitzchak atidim letzeis chesed gevura, v'acha she Yitzchak yakula gevura, Yitzchak was total gevura lekach tzarach hayish Rivka te kula chesed, and therefore Rivka had to have pure chesed kidei she yetsi mehem chesed gevura haneklam b'tiferes. V'Yitzchak sava d'zehav bebeis habanim, and Yitzchak thought that this was found in both children. Achad kulo chesed, v'asheni kulo gevura. One was pure chesed, and one was pure gevura. Esav would gevura, and Yitz and Yaakov would be chesed. V'yachdav yiyeh teferes. It's almost like a zvulun yisasna relationship. Ulaficha vayehav Yitzchak as Esav. Kisava shahamidos nechlikum ben habanim. Ve'esav hayamidos hagvura. Ve'akeno havas Esav kidivrei hazarakota shakol min ovis min. And that's why he loved him. Hainu es midaso. That midah, that means he loved Esav more than he loved Yaakov. The midah. Ve'lochem ratu levarach as Esav. Even she Yitzchak Yisove kimidas amidas hagavura, he had midas havikarish al yada nitin leskadesh Hashem Yisbarach. And therefore it's right, Reishas Chochma Yiras Hashem. That first you have to have the midas hagavura. Ulafichach rata sheika habracha tiyeh b'midasu. That's why he said, I want this bracha, the ikar. He's going to explain why gavura is so important. Shetispashe mitas hagiborim ba'ol gevura ba'olam. Sha'al pishitaso. Yitzchak believed through gevura that will be mitaking the world. Al yedei midas hayira. This the Sifsei Chaim going to more fully develop this idea. Ezel ma sha'ama hayegevir la'achich v'ishtachlu b'nechimecha. Shemidaso midas hagevura. The mida of gevura. Tihiyeh me'al shar hamidos, uvod yeh ikar habracha. Acharkav, and later on, v'yecharad Yitzchak charada gedola shenochach l'ros ma'al Esav ez, and once he realized the emes, the truth of Esav, oz haven she Yaakov asma hu midas tveres. Then he realized both midos were in Yaakov. V'yadas hu avod yeh shema inim. Yitzchak sava she'esav hu gam kein tzadik. He thought he was a tzadik. Ki tzayid b'piv. This is beautiful. This is a beautiful idea. I thought that he was going to be on a much higher level. Ki tzayid b'piv. Ela she'sava ki heim hochem mevei shitos be'avodas Hashem. He just thought they were going to two different. What are the two shitos? One, darcho she'yakov hi. Yaakov ishtam yoshev olam shehu kadosh kadoshim mafurash a mufrash kaliyah me'olam hazeh. That's one person, Yaakov. Yaakov was living away from the world. He's pure kadosh. You know, we can't live like that. Yaakov is the exception. Esav is who we should emulate. A person of the world. A person who's makdish everything in the world. The gashmias. The one who lives purely in the world of ruchnias. V'yosek rak b'torah v'yavodah b'lo shaychas klal inyani avodah zarah. V'darcho she'esav la'avodah Hashem yisparach b'tok ol inyani olam hazeh. Esav, on the other hand, k'tzai b'piv, the one who walked into the sadeh, what is he doing? He is the one who's being kedusha to the entire world through the gashmias. U'lahachnes elukoso yisparach b'sos inyanim ha'gashmias. When you do everything shem shamayim, so everything you do, you go to work, you're playing, you're eating, you're drinking, you're being makdish that. V'yakein v'yav Yitzchak as Esav, again his midah. Ki lefi dato darcho she Yaakov he shayeches rach liyichidus gula. Yaakov is not for everyone. Who could be Yaakov? Kemar Amar Chazal, right? This famous Gemara in Brachas. Har be'yosek Reb Shimon ben Yerachai. Maybe it's machlokas. Shimon bar Yochai said, well, what do you mean? If you're going to work, you're going to do this. In the end, when are you going to have time for Torah? So what is there to say? The Gemara says, maybe people try to do live like Rav Shimon bar Yochai, but also be Yadam. You couldn't succeed. Ain't 99% of the people, they live in this world. Ki olam hu olam asiya, but tachlis abriya lahachdir lekosi yisbar betoch olam asiya. Zeh mashabarch v'yitin al kimi tala shemayim mishmani aros. That was his bracha. He wanted to give him physicality. You should have the wealth in order to be makdish the world. V'chol ha-medish v'yitin l'chol l'kusa, ha-shitin l'kusa betoch tala shemayim mishmani. Dogam v'tirosh. Shetuchal, in order lahachdir lukosi yisbar betoch olelu hon yonam ratziyim ulavol Hashem yisbar b'chol yinu gashmiyin. And that's what the Rav HaKadosh HaMagid HaGadol in Mezrich said. Mala aretz kinyonecha ola mali bedvarm she'efa l'knosi yisbar b'hem. And that's, in other words, what is the Nesiv HaShalom explaining? Yitzchak's idea of Yehahav is that, hey, yes, maybe he was fooled, but what he wanted to do was, he realized he wasn't a person who was sitting and learning, but he thought he was a person who had the idea of Gevura. And the idea of Gevura means you're going out into the world to be makdish the world to the world of Gashmias. He thought that there should be a Zavul and Yisasa relationship between Esav and Yaakov. But why did he not see, or did he see? Did he see the, I don't want to say the word rishus, because that he definitely did not say. I don't think anyone is saying he saw the rishus. But he saw many questionable things. Now, the Medrash says he didn't want to have a bris milah when he was younger, and then he couldn't do it. So he saw that there was something wrong there. What was it? What was the personality trait of Yitzchak? And I think from this personality trait, we can learn something about how to be a parent. You know, most when they look at the whole story of Yitzchak, there are unbelievable things that are written. Some people say he was an imbecile, or they say that he was mentally retarded, etc., etc., etc. He was so removed from the family, didn't able to see anything. I think the answer to all of this is Pumfarkeh. I see in Yitzchak the father par excellence. And I finally, this year, looking at the Sifsei Chaim, agrees. No, I don't agree. I found a makar for my thought that he was really a father par excellence, an unbelievable medrash. An unbelievable medrash. So on page 7, he starts off. Be'iskana b'parshis d'maisa avos, parshis told us a yechida shosekes, ruba b'masa v'yitzchak avinu. Emnon, we see, tzidkasa v'gdalusa sheyitzchak kim'at l'muska b'parsha. We don't have many stories about Yitzchak, right? We have two whole parshas, two and a half parshas that deal with Avram, right? Actually, two and a half at least, so many stories about Avram Avinu. And we have Yaakov, of course, and Yosef and the brothers have all the other parshias. What we really have is told us. Gam the parshas are gave the Shabbara Shahayi Bezen Yisrael Kosha after Yitzchak, lo muska klal tzidkasa. And we don't even focus on the Akeda when it comes to Yaakov, Yitzchak at the Akeda. Emran Yitzchak lo hayo pi'il b'nisiyon mekomakon gam lo hayo chelik yikar b'nisoyon. Nevertheless, all right, he didn't play the biggest role, but could have said a little bit more. Next paragraph. Yaakov Avinu. Yeah, but Tchilas Adas and Muska Tzidkosa. Right away with Yaakov Avinu. What do we say? Oh, Yoshev Ol Tomim. What a tzaddik. Vegelu Hanorim Bi Yaakov Ish Tom Yoshev Olam. And Rashi says, Loma Torah Ba'olam Shoshem Ba'eva. He's in Yeshiva all day. Umazos Kadusa She Yitzhak Muskeris Bederach Agav Kasher Hashem Diberim Yaakov Avinu. And you don't hear much. You don't hear anything about Yitzchak. Where do you hear about Yitzchak? Hinei Hashem Nitzav Aloliyomer Ani Hashem Lakei Avram Avicha Velokei Yitzchak. That's how he mentions him. Because of Rashi, Velokei Yitzchak Afa Pish Lomatzina B'Mikra Sheyichat Shmo Shel Tzadikim B'Chayeyim. Nevertheless, okay. In other words, question was: we don't see Yitzchak. We don't have a description of Yitzchak. Go on, and not only that. Zos for old stay have tacha sheftiacha kodesh barcha li yitzchak. Vizosod stay have tacha sheftiacha kodesh barcha li yitzchak lo hoye beschus atzmo ele beschus Abram. Even the bracha he gets is beschus Abram. Gurba aretz hazos ve yeim chav aracha ki lechol lezaracha etenis kol aretzos sokel vakimosis hashvua ashenishbati the Abram avicha. Akev Shishram Avram Bakoli Vishma Mishmart Mitzvah Zaivatarazai. So he says, I don't understand. Why is this? Why is he barely mentioned? Turn the page. An unbelievable Gemara. This the paragraph after Tainas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avos. This is an unbelievable Midrash brought down in Gemara in Shabbos. Amar Shmuel. Amar Rashmu Banachmane, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Maida Sev Kiato Avinu, Ki Avraham Lo Yadana, Vi Yisrael Lo Yakirenu, Ato Hashem Avinu Go Alena Me Olam Shemecha, La Asad Lavo, in the future, Yom Allah Kadosh Baruch Hu La Avraham Banecha Chatuli, in the future, God is going to say to Avraham and say, your children sinned. Amar Lafana Rabbono Shalom, Yamachu Kadosh Shemecha, so you should destroy them. Kadosh Baruch Hu Tzipa Sha'Avram Avinu Mikoach Avoda Hachesed Shelo Yisnager Al Klal Yisrael. Wow. Avram doesn't come to our rescue. Emnam Heishiv Yimchav Achud HaShemecha Kivin Shebechatam Nigra Chil HaShem Nora, since they had such a terrible Chil HaShem. Imkein Ein Derech Achman L'Tikun HaChet Raka Yidei Sheyimachan Kudosh HaShemecha after the Kiddush Shemayim. Amr Emar Le Yaakov. To the God of Yaakov. Have they tzad gidu banim ve'efshid debay rachmi alayim. Yaakov, we have all those stories, right? Such so much tzara, Shechem, Dina, Yehuda, selling of Yosef. I mean, this is a Labadik family. Ki even show you lo tzad gidu banim hu kashim man b'yoser. He went through terrible experiences bringing up his children. Ki vima shemashkim Yosef kach. I mean, he should have even greater rachmanis. But Yaakov Avinu gave a vana vada shiman aleim zchus. Amalei banecha chatu. Amalei fun ribonu shalom. Same thing like Avram. Chau kiddush shemecha. Amalei b'svitama v'lo b'darki yetzo. Amalei kadosh baruch hu. I don't stand any road time but etzem b'devreim shavram v'yaakov. Amalei l'yitzchak. Now it comes to Yitzchak. Banecha chatu li. Amr lefana of Ribbono Sha'olam, Banai, Belo Banecha? They're my children, and not your children? Reishis Dava Heshiv LaKadosh Baruch Hu, Him Gam Banecha, Shevi Rai Me'a Pasach. Now they're your children also. B'shoa Shehidim lefana of Nasa L'Neshama, Kara Lehem B'ni B'chorai. Hakshav B'ni B'lo Banecha. They're yours also. Rashi Mevar HaPasach says, B'ni B'chorai, Noba b'Mitzrayim, Kodem Matan Torah. Even before Matan Torah, they were considered the Bechor. U'mefarash Shama, Shama Kadosh Baruch Hu b'Mitzrayim b'nei b'churi, Hashema Asa Shehekdimu Nasa v'Nishma. Since they're going to say later on, Nasa v'Nishma, they were considered his children. L'kabo lechem mi'avos habanim. Why is that? Why does Nasa v'Nishma, what does that imply? Umimelam lo heim rak b'ni ki im gam b'necha. It's not only my children, your children. We owe kamachatu. And then he says in further, he says, tell me something. They were so bad. How much did they sin? He says, let's go through a life of someone. Kamashin also shal adam shivim shana dal. Eshim delo ancham alayim. How many days? You live 70 years. The first 20 years, you don't get punished for. Vesim shavishar menikashim manish. We only have 50. Now divide that in two. So the night you're sleeping, right? You're not doing anything at night. So it's only 25 years. Now, some you're eating, you're drinking, you're going to the bathroom. He's going on, he says, all these things, the Chafei Shana is even less. So you only have 12 and a half years. Imato sovel is kulam mutar. So we'll tell you what, you take half, and I'll take half. And then he goes on, he says, all right, and if you won't take all of it, if you don't want to take it, I'll take all of it. Where did Yitzchak, you know, why is Yitzchak in this medrash? What is this medrash saying? There was an unbelievable feeling and affinity of a father to a child that Avram and Yaakov do not have. At least according to this medrash. I mean, you could argue with this medrash, not the point. The medrash is trying to give over an idea, a very deep idea. What was so great? Why was Yitzchak such a great father? The answer is going to be because of his spotless. He was mavatal himself. He thought nothing of himself. It's so interesting. You go back to the beginning. Rivka looks at Yitzchak. And she looks at Yitzchak and says, oh my God, he's such a tzaddik. The man's an angel. He's a malach. I can't talk to him. You know, I remember a funny, very funny line. Someone went saw it over to Rebbetzin Shechta and he says, how does it feel to live with a Gadol Ador? And she looks at him and says, I don't know. Why don't you ask Heshi? Only she can say that. But you know, it's really because the question you understand, like, what does it mean? You know, that you're living with a Gadol Ador in your house. How do you treat him? And I remember when Tova Soloveitchik was giving a talk in YU, and she said something about the Rav. She says, you know, he wasn't always known as the Rav. And in our house, we didn't call him the Rav, we called him Daddy. Yeah. But here, from Rivka to Yitzchak, she was in awe of him. And Yitzchak has a different totally different personality. He thought nothing of himself. And if you think nothing of yourself, you're able to see the feelings of the children and believe that they can change. Yesh lohavin ma'u davke yitzah shemidasa pachad Yitzchak dinu malame tzuchus la Yisrael v'lo limdu tzuchus Avram v'Yaakov. Why was it that Yitzchak was able to be malame tzuchus for the children where Avram and Yaakov could not? Madu rakhu bo betan lakadosh baruch hu? But Nechachad, why didn't he also say, "Hey, Avram, Yaakov, lo yadu, sha'am yishol him gam banav shakadosh baruch hu," etc., etc. So you turn the page. Hadavar miyisparal pi divrei hamara. Avadu hishtavos yirazu his spotless. Kolomer ha'ove hu v'omt atzmo bocha b'nehav. Hu mafilas ritzonik de l'skarev es aner l'shtach v'zeilov. He looked at his children. He was mavatal himself. Im came b'midas mishiyem es poel b'olgam ho anochi shalov shenim shach l'nar. He was able to take his love for himself or whatever he had, but to see in other people's greatness. That's the idea. I think, it continues on the next page. Kishaklal Yisrael, when they say Nasa v'Nishma, you know why he loved them? You know what the idea with that is? That is spotless. What did the rest of the nations of the world say? Well, tell me what's in it. Tell you what's in it? Tell you what's in the Torah before, if you can decide if you can accept it or not? Yeah. Basically what you're saying is, I don't expect to be Meshabe myself to you just because you're asking. But Klal Yisrael accepted him. Why? You're Mevatel your own worth. The only way you could do is Mevatel your own worth. The idea that really the Sifsei Chaim, and I would like to use this to explain as well, what does it mean? What was Yitzchak? Rivka was not able, for whatever reason. She chose not to speak to him, not to give it over, either because of the Nitziv, either perhaps it was the Nevuah she wasn't allowed, or she thought that he wouldn't, or maybe there was a different conversation in the house. Yitzchak didn't give up on Esav. You understand, Yitzchak looked at himself, he's going through life, and where he changed, a metaphysical change, an unbelievable change, from a woman to a man, basically, from the neshama. You're talking about an individual of Yitzchak was able to see the change of the neshama. So he believed that people could change. Two, Yitzchak looked to himself as if he was nothing. He was mavatal himself to Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not great. If I'm not great, I'm able to see the failings of others. I always found that, you know, it was easier for me to learn from my oldest brother than my middle brother, the second brother. Because the middle brother was a perfect brother. I mean, he's a perfect child. He went to school. He always did well in class. He always did well on all of his tests. He got a PhD, etc., etc. My older brother was someone like me, but he wasn't as bad as me. You know, he cut class, he did this, he did that. Me, you know, I wasn't interested. Remember, once I had take-home final in Nach, I got a 7. How do you get a 7 on a take-home final? Because I didn't care. Mamash, I didn't care. But my older brother understood that. Because he understood that he himself was not the perfect child. And that's what Yitzchak was. Yitzchak, because he's Mevatel, is able to look at an Esav and able to understand him and believe I could change him. He thought they could create a Zevul and Yisasa relationship. But why this entire mirma? Why the whole thing? Why exactly? What can we learn from this? Why? It's like, there are a few things. Number one, you have to worry about Yaakov and say, and he gets punished. See, Yaakov, like, you weren't honest. You were dishonest. Well, that's a midah sometimes that we need to know in this world. Today's Gemara. Right? Today's Gemara, the Daf and Durham was talking about that sometimes you can lie. If the guy's going to, you know, you're worried about these Ganavim, et cetera, et cetera. You can even lie when you're in your neder, and the neder won't take place. There are some times you have to act a b'mirma. But you look at the last page, the Imus Taharos quotes, unbelievable shot for us. Vayehav Yitzchak as Esav, and Rivka Havas as Yaakov. He knew who Esav was. V'yada Shein Esav Nohi Kamosha Roy Leos. He knows. Nishra Tzadik. Ach Bechinas Yitzchak Hoye Laharos Achol Hadosh. You know what Yitzchak was doing? He was showing us. He was showing us the rest of the generations. Ho Atidim Shetzrichim L'Karev Habanim Echol Ofan Afilum Einim Esnak Roy. You love a child, Basha Husham. You believe in a child. You never give up on a child. What is it? Farta kint. Veratala hamshecha yedeze kol hadaras lebnei Yisrael. That even if you have, so we can read this. Bechozos halo heim banim lemakom va'av einam arachay lebano. Father never gives up on a child. What an amazing lesson. This is an amazing lesson that we're learning from this. Pum forget what the world wants to say. So often they're speaking against Yitzchak. Yitzchak in this medrash is teaching us the godless of Yitzchak as a father. He is the parent, you know, par excellence. If you see that, you know, like, Avram doesn't have the same relation with Yishmael. You don't see him trying to be makar of him. You don't see him believing with him. But when it comes over here, you have that Yitzchak believes in Esav until he sees at the end what happened. Gehenim opens up in front of him and he's giving at some point, and he realizes, no, the Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying there is no future for Esav. But until the Kadosh Baruch Hu comes and tells Yitzchak the truth of the matter, he believes into the very last minute of the greatness or the possibility of greatness in Esav. So maybe that's the deeper idea of this entire story. He wasn't told. He didn't know one way or the other. But he followed his heart of believing as a father. Unless you told me otherwise. Rivka never did. But unless you tell me otherwise, I'm going to believe in my child. And even when I see things that are really incongruous with having a house of a bais neman, of someone good tzaddik, of someone learning, etc., 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 but unless I know proof that this, or for 100% truth, that there is no future for this child, I have to act as a father of trying to be makar of the child and believing in their future. I think that is an amazing musa from the story that we can all take. Because it's also important not only for a father of a child. It's really a relationship that we should have with every other person in this world. We should always have, you know, understanding when you see other people, then they're a little bit, how do you want to say, off the derech, or they don't act a certain way, or whatever it is. To always believe in the possibilities of others, of what they can accomplish. There's always an ability of them to change and to be a better person in the yard today. Okay. Thank you.